It's Wednesday, which means it's time to talk Michigan history.
I've sent the following wire to President Truman. My heartiest congratulations to you on your election.
I'm aware of my blackness, but I don't go around and look and see whether I'm different than someone else.
Fail a lot quickly, and then eventually you'll succeed.
I worry that the person who thought up Muzak may be thinking up something else.
As this long, dreary winter snacks us with yet another dump of snow, I think we can agree that this winter driving creates a lot of white-knuckle moments for Michigan motorists. And if you find yourself thinking there has got to be a better way to get around in the snow, you wouldn't be the first. In fact, nearly a century ago, some creative Michiganders set out to do exactly that and created Armstead Snow Motors. Here now to tell us more is State Archivist Mark Harvey with the Michigan History Center. So, Mark, just kind of a bit of background before the modern machine age, how would Michiganders in general and farmers in particular get around in the snow?
Well, we've been dealing with snow removal for a long time. And up to the early 19th century, our method was an indirect attack. So mostly people didn't try to move the snow out of the way like we do now. We tried to work with it. So snowshoes, sleds, there were things called snow rollers, sort of like a giant version of a lawn roller that was used to flatten out the snow so that sleighs could go over it more easily. They would even ice the roads to give those sleighs better traction. Later on, we get people being a little more inventive. There were streetcar systems that had actual dedicated streetcars that would plow, not just the tracks, but they had a side plow that could grab an extra lane. So all sorts of inventive ways, but no one hit the mark until later on.
You shared with us this video from the 1920s, the Armstead Snow Motors. And I have to tell you, we were all sitting around watching this going, this thing is the coolest thing ever. So describe what the Armstead Snow Motors are.
So this guy named F.R. Birch from Minnesota first patented the concept of a snow motor automobile around 1906. And he even reported to the New York Times that same year that he and his brother were headed to the North Pole in their new snow automobile conversion. I don't know if they ever actually made it. And then another guy, H.H. Armstead, he actually incorporated the business Armstead Snow Motors in 1921 in Detroit. Armstead was originally from New York and he was an inventor. And interestingly, in 1888, Armstead patented a corn husking machine that used two corkscrewing cylinders, one turning clockwise and the other counterclockwise, to feed the ears of corn through the husking teeth. And it's really the same concept that was later used for this snow motor machine.
Yeah, just to give everybody a visual, these are kind of like giant spinning pontoons with screw tracks. They're big. And these vehicles look like they're flying across the snow. So what would you do? Would you take off the tires and axles and put these pontoon thingies on your car or your tractor?
Yeah, it was a conversion kit of an extreme proportion. So you have these giant pontoons with corkscrew tracks through them. And the company really promoted a wide array of use for this, from farming to lumbering, mining, road clearing or road braking, and even daily driving in the family car.
Yeah, and I want everybody to go to our website because you were kind enough to send us the link to this 1924 promotional film. I guess we could call it an early commercial. And we loved watching it. You see the speed. The handling was amazing. It could just really turn on a dime. And we really enjoyed the way it compared the performance of the Armstead snow motors, if your tractor had that, versus a horse in 4 feet of snow.
Yeah, I felt a little bad for the horse, but it did its job as far as promotion. It's a silent movie with the interspersed text panel, sort of like a Charlie Chaplin movie. And we just came across this in the archives vault when I was looking for something else and dusted off the film can and was curious. And so we queued it up and got it converted. It's an amazing film to watch and to see the sort of promotion that was going on in the early days of the automobile.
Well, I can't help but wonder whatever happened to this method of snow travel, the Armstead snow motors, because I'm just thinking if you went ahead just 20 years to the huge problems that our American soldiers were facing with snow in the European theater in World War II. I mean, think of that winter of 44 and the Battle of the Bulge, what it would have meant if jeeps or tanks had versions of the Armstead snow motors. So whatever happened to the Armstead snow motors?
Yeah, you know, during the same time in the teens and the 20s, and actually even back into the 19th century, there were inventors experimenting with sort of the tank track or snowmobile track invention. So there was competition. So that's part of it. And we did find several mentions of the use of this machine, not just in the Midwest and in Michigan and the UP, but also in the Pacific Northwest. Even tracked down a model on display in the California Agriculture Museum. But we don't know what for sure killed the company or why this concept didn't catch on. Because as you said, if you watch the film, it's compelling. You think, wow, this is a no-brainer. Why wouldn't we be using this? So through our research, we saw Snow Motors incorporating in 1921. And by 27, they were gone.
Huh.
Also in the movie, you notice when they use the tractor, it's a Fordson tractor.
Yeah.
And when they use the car, it's a Chevrolet. So they weren't being brand loyal here. So there's lots of, if you do some research online and some other printed sources, there's lots of postulations why this didn't endure to the 40s or 50s. Maybe the automakers didn't like that they weren't exclusive. Maybe they killed it off a la the sabotage that was done to companies like Tucker. Or maybe the business model just competed with the burgeoning heavy truck development that was going on with the major automakers. But more likely, I think snow removal machinery caught up with the market and people really didn't see the value in retrofitting their vehicles so drastically. So, I mean, it was still concept form in the 20s and they never really refined the concept. If you look at it, it significantly changed the profile of your vehicle. You know, with a tractor, it doesn't matter so much. With an automobile, you're probably not getting it into any sort of garage enclosure with those pontoons on it.
This is true. They're big pontoons.
Yeah, you have this little problem of safety. You have exposed giant corkscrew pontoons open on all sides of your vehicle. So not the safest way to travel.
Well, I will say we all watched the video and we all said, I want to ride on that. So you can go to MichiganRadio.org and you can go to the Stateside page and watch this highly entertaining promotional film from 1924 on the Armstead Snow Motors. State Archivist Mark Harvey, as always, so fun to talk history with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Drive safely.